Well, again, consistent with all of this, given that Bev is being used by some as maintenance therapy, is the risk increased with chronicity of usage? I think that's a really important question. And of course, maintenance therapy in the patient with advanced metastatic disease, the risk may not be striking. But for example, I think one of the important endpoints of C08, Norman's NSABP trial, will be, are there any downstream consequences of a year of bevacizumab in stage 2 or stage 3 colon cancer patients? So I think this is uncharted territory, and we have to really wonder or be concerned that there may be consequences for chronic usage of these. Remember, most of the data we have are patients who get 8, 10, at most 12 months of bevacizumab with advanced disease, much longer exposure, and patients who then succumb within a year or so. So you may not get the downstream information on what their real risk would be. So I think you have to be very cautious about just assuming that Bev is good for you and should be continued indefinitely.
Axel?
2 points to that. First of all, Dan already mentioned the registration trial, the large registration trials in the United States and in Europe, the BRIGHT and FIRST-B trial, where we try to collect data on thousands of patients, so-called real-life outside of clinical trial data. And we do see, for instance, for ATEs, these arterial thromboembolic or thrombotic events, there is not a cutoff where there's no risk anymore. So patients are still on risk, and the risk kind of accumulates over time. Not that risk is higher in the end. Most of the events happen early, but a patient's never off risk for ATEs and for GI perforations, etc. The problem that I see in the adjuvant trials, and I think this is an effort that we need to promote here, when we treat patients with long-term bevacizumab a year, perhaps even longer in the future, of which 70% are cured and might live 20, 30 years, we need to be able to capture those patients. We need to start a registry of patients coming off C08 and other trials where we follow them long-term just in order to capture those events that Alan just mentioned. What do we know in the long run what will happen with those patients?
Dan, can you elaborate on the issue of using weekly Bev?
The half-life of the drug is so long that, in fact, you can give it Q3 weekly, so it's not likely that you're going to be dealing with a protective effect by giving it in smaller doses weekly. Neil, you're the pharmacologist. Would you agree with that?
Well, I think
in terms of
the peak levels would be different, but the trough levels, which might matter most,
right,
wouldn't necessarily be different.